D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday!
So good to have you with us, fun lovers and truth seekers. You have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday, the best day of the week. We'll get to the Friday song a little bit later on in the program. First, though, this is a period of time where a lot of folks around the state of Nevada are making their plans and announcing their plans to run for public office. Some of them are people that you may not have heard of. And they're making their first foray into politics. Such is the case with Dr. Stephen Delisle, candidate for the state Senate in District 5. He joins us. And Dr. Delisle, first of all, thanks for joining us. I got to ask you the first question I always ask everybody that either sits in our studio or phones in. Why run? You've got a successful dental practice. You have a degree in constitutional law. You went to law school. You did all that stuff. You got a pretty good life. Why end up running for the state Senate? Because I know it doesn't pay that well.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. Thanks for having me on this morning. There's two reasons why. The first and foremost is I want to protect the individual rights and freedoms of Nevadans. We can see what's coming from the left and how they want to strip freedoms, and especially to Nevadans, you know, our First Amendment and our Second Amendment rights are very, very near and dear to our hearts. So I'm very interested in protecting those individual rights. Number two, I want to see a continued forward path of economic growth, prosperity, and opportunity for the citizens of the state. I do want to correct you real quick. I have not finished law school yet. I am in my last quarter of law school, and I specifically left my dental practice to be able to go back to law school to learn and understand the Constitution even better so that I could represent the citizens of Nevada when it comes to those issues.
Now, you've done something that very few people have done, and that is create a dental practice that is essentially statewide. Can you talk a little bit about that dental practice?
Yeah, so I actually moved to Nevada in 2009 in the heart of, like, the Great Recession and economic crisis, and I started my first practice in 2009, 2010. It was for a special needs dental practice where I would help patients that have special needs. And over the last 10 years, I've grown that practice to include 15 offices statewide from Nevada, from Northern Nevada, like Reno, Fernley, Sparks, and Gardnerville, all the way down to Southern Nevada. I have several children's dental offices that specifically take care of young kids and those with special needs, like autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy. So that's been kind of my background, business background, and I've had a tremendous growth since 2009, and that's been because Nevada has traditionally been a low-tax, low-regulated, pro-growth state, and so I want to continue that forward movement and continue that business climate for other people who are looking to move here.
And by the way, only because we are a statewide radio program that blows into many of the markets you talked about, if folks want to reach out to your dental practice and find out more about that, where would they go?
Well, I wasn't going to promote the dental practice, but if you're in Northern Nevada, the 6 offices in Northern Nevada. It's called Tooth Fairy Pediatric Dentistry, and we are in Reno and also rural Nevada, like Fernley, Gardnerville. And in Southern Nevada, it is called Children's Dentistry, and we are in Boulder City, we're in Pahrump, we're in North Las Vegas, we're in the Central Valley. So those are the practices.
Well, that is amazing. And by the way, rule number one in radio talk shows, never turn down a free plug. I mean, that's kind of the way we operate. Let me just ask you, I know you've had a chance to talk to a lot of folks in Senate District 5. What are the issues they talk to you about? What are the concerns they have?
Well, you know, certainly there are the constitutional issues, and those who are on the right side of the spectrum who are concerned about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. But there's a lot of people who are in the middle, and even Democrats that I've talked to who are moderates, who are concerned about, number one, their health care. They don't want to see private health insurance become illegal. Going from a PPO market to a Medicare for all single payer system scares a lot of independents and Democrats. And so I want to fight to protect and maintain the private health insurance market, because each Nevadan should have a right to choose which health insurance policy is right for them, and also choose which doctor is right for them. Number two, the school, the education system. There's a lot of talk about how it's underfunded. We have low test scores. We're always ranking at the bottom of the list as far as education. And, you know, I really support the individual. I support individual choices. And that's why I support school choice and opportunity scholarships. If you have a child who's in an underperforming school, the parent should be able to choose which school to send that child, their child to, that is the best fit for them. Okay. So whether that's like a public charter school or a magnet school, giving parents and children more choice and empowering them is, I believe, the right move.
Again, Dr. Stephen Delisle joining us, candidate for the state Senate in District 5. A lot of folks around the state may not live in District 5. Where is District 5? What kind of geography are we talking about?
So it's basically Henderson. It's a Green Valley area. It's on, obviously, the east side of the Strip. Reaches down, not quite as far as Boulder City, but it is basically Henderson.
I want to ask you about the 80th Nevada legislature. It when it began, we were all really fearful, because the Democrats had a supermajority in one body, a near supermajority in the other, and they had the governorship, and they could do essentially whatever they wanted. You've had a chance to review what happened in that 80th Nevada legislature, and was it as bad as we suspected? Was it worse? How did you evaluate, and was it a factor in your deciding to run?
Well, to be honest, this decision for me is not a knee-jerk reaction. It's not, hey, let me just throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. I've been planning this for years. I've been working on my business, working with special needs groups in the private sector, building my resume and building the business up to the point where I can get it successful enough so that I can extricate myself and commit full-time 100% to a Senate race. And in fact, that's why I went back to law school to pick up constitutional law understanding. And so now I'm 100% committed to Senate District 5. I know that we need to pick up additional seats to block the agenda of Democrats. Redistricting is going to be a major component of the next election, of the next cycle. And so it is very important for Republicans to go out and vote and support all the Republican candidates so that we pick up assembly seats and Senate seats. And Senate District 5 is going to be one of the major races. The incumbent is no longer able to run. It was Joyce Woodhouse. She's being termed out. And so two brand new people need to run for Senate District 5. And I identified this Senate seat as having a great need, having a great opportunity. And so that's kind of what has motivated me to run for SD5.
Again, Dr. Stephen Delisle joining us, a candidate for state senate in district number 5. I want to ask you about education because you touched on it, but I want to dig a little deeper on this. You say you support opportunity scholarships. Do you think that if we were to win back the state senate, that we would be in a position to maybe bring back the ESAs, the education savings accounts, because I think that's one of the things that was heralded around the country. It's one of the great victories back in 2015, but yet we haven't ever been able to fund it. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, that is something I would support. I don't know if we would be able to pass it. It all depends on the numbers in the Senate and in the House, but whenever we can, you know, my general philosophy is whenever I can empower the individual, whenever I can promote individual liberties and freedom, that, you know, that's the lens that I look through. And so when I look at political issues and I look at what people want, I look at how do I empower the individual. And so for me, individual or opportunity scholarships, promoting school choice is a no-brainer. It's not the only, there's not a one, you know, there's no silver bullet. It's not just some people say increase in taxes, increase in funding. There's no silver bullet, but there are structural reforms and structural changes that we can make to get better results and empower individual parents and the students.
I know a lot of candidates statewide get asked this question every day when they knock on doors or people come to them, you know, offering support. And the question is always, do you support the president and his America First agenda? Where are you on the president?
I support the president and his policies. I think they have done great things for the economy. I think his policies have done great things for just the morale of the country. And so I do support the president, but I'm focused on obviously Nevada local issues. And, you know, I'm certainly a conservative Republican, but I'm my own man, not my own individual. And so I may approach things differently than the president, especially when it has to do with obviously local issues. So overall, I do support the president and his policies.
I want to ask you about jobs because we've had a big boost of jobs across the state of Nevada. First of all, how much impact can the state legislature, can the state Senate have in fostering a climate where jobs are plentiful, where the unemployment rate keeps coming down?
Well, to answer that, I guess I'd go back to my own story. In 2009, I was in California. I left California and moved to Nevada, and over the last 10 years, I've built 15 businesses and helped countless children, special needs patients, and created, you know, over 60 jobs. And I did that specifically because Nevada was attractive, and we have to keep Nevada attractive for entrepreneurs and business people who may be in California, and they may be squeezed and taxed and overregulated, and may be looking for alternatives. And so Nevada needs to be that alternative. Nevada needs to be a low regulation, pro growth state so that people can essentially do what is in their best interest. And so that's the posture and that's the view I believe that the legislature should take when trying to, you know, create a business climate, is let the individual go, let the individual thrive and see what happens. And if they do that, I believe Nevada will continue to grow and California will continue to suffer.
We refer to it, by the way, as the People's Republic of California, and you are yet another refugee. So welcome. Welcome to the state of Nevada.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, I want to ask you, and I always make this available at the end of every interview, and that is, I know candidates need things from supporters, whether it be yard signs, whether it be phone banks, whether it be money. What is it that your campaign needs at this point? You're just kicking off your run for state senate in Senate District 5. What is it that your campaign needs right now?
Well, what I need right now is obviously support. I'm a younger conservative person who, you know, who has the ideals and has the values of, let's say, my father's generation, but we don't look, I don't look like my father's Republican Party. And I think that's going to be an advantage in 2020. What I need right now is small individual contributions that grows a, shows a grassroots support and a broad base so that I can go to other donors and say, look, I have a lot of people that support me. They've bought into my agenda. They've bought into my ideas. They want to see a pro-growth, low-taxed state with individual freedoms thrive. And if I can grow that broad base support through small donations, then I can go to large donors and say, look, I got support and I'm going to win the seat. And so that's what I need right now. And the best way to do that is to go to the website, which is Stephen for Nevada, for spelled out F-O-R. So Stephen, F-O-R, Nevada.com, and make, make a small contribution.
Dr. Delisle, yours is an amazing personal story. We're going to continue to follow this race because this is going to be an interesting one. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Dr. Stephen Delisle, a candidate for the state Senate in Senate District 5. When we come back, I promise we'd have highlights from the president's speech last night. It was a packed house in Dallas, Texas. The American Airlines Center. We'll get to that and a lot more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio. It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
I just love it. Thank you, Madonna. At least she recognizes greatness when she sees it. Kevin Wall with you. We're having fun today, and you know why. You know why, because today is the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall, it's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall, it's Friday.
Oh, come on, you know it's Friday.
Friday. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday, you know better than that. It is Friday. Anyway, stick around. The president spoke last night in Dallas. It was an amazing speech. We've got highlights for you coming up in our next half hour as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump touting a ceasefire agreement reached with the Turkish government when it comes to the fighting in Syria.
Without a little tough love, they would have never made this deal.
The president making those remarks at a rally in Dallas last night. But Democratic 2020 White House hopeful Senator Kamala Harris sees things very differently.
He made a unilateral decision based on a phone call to pull our troops out. And everything that has happened as a result was predictable and a crisis of Donald Trump's making.
Meanwhile, despite the ceasefire agreement, there appears to be no end to the fighting on the border between Syria and Turkey. The first all-female spacewalk continues. American astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir are outside the International Space Station. They're repairing a power controller. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's be together, loving you well.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Thanks to Dr. Stephen Delisle joining us live just a few minutes ago. Guess what's coming up top of the hour? Couldn't be with us yesterday, but he will be with us today. Wayne Allyn Root. What did he think of the president's speech in Dallas, Texas? They had a sold-out house, over 20,000 people inside, tens of thousands outside. And it was just an incredible, incredible speech. One of the things the president tried to lay out, this is cut six, is exactly what is at stake in this 2020 presidential reelect. What is at stake for America? What is at stake for you and your family? And this was the president last night laying it all out in Dallas.
The economy is booming, our people are prospering, our country is thriving, and our nation is stronger than ever before. But the more America achieves, the more hateful and enraged these crazy Democrats become. Crazy. They're crazy. They're crazy. At stake in this fight is the survival of American democracy itself. Don't kid yourself. That's what they want. They are destroying this country, but we will never let it happen, not even close. For three straight years, radical Democrats have been trying to overthrow the results of a great, great election. Maybe, maybe the greatest election in the history of our country. And they want to oppose an extreme agenda. They cannot pass it and they cannot win it at the ballot box. They're not going to win. They're not even going to. They won't come close in 2020. They know it.
Wow. The president went on to talk about really what's at stake, the battle that looms ahead between those of us that support the president. And this is cut seven, by the way, cut seven. He talks about the battle with leftists and socialists. And I think he really did a great job last night of putting this all in perspective in a language that we can all understand. Here's the president last night.
We're fighting a campaign against leftists, socialists, and globalists who want to return to reckless wars, open borders, rampant crime, and totally disastrous one-way trade deals. We're changing that one around very quickly. They believe America is the world's piggy bank and that your tax dollars should subsidize the economy, military, and defense of every other nation in the world but our own. It's not happening anymore. Our political opposition made its fortune selling out our nation and its citizens, and you know that's what's been happening, and that's why 2016 was so important, and that's why 2020, I can never say it's more important, but you know, it's like the roots of a tree. You plant a baby tree, it's got to catch. Get that extra time, we'll have more tax cuts, we'll have even, I'll tell you what, we have rebuilt our military. What we've done has never been done before. The do-nothing Democrats have betrayed our country, and that great betrayal is over. We are finally again, and we've been doing it now for almost 3 years. Can you believe we've been doing this for 3 years? Can you believe it? I've been a politician for 3 years. I can't believe that. I never thought I'd be called the politician. I don't like it, but it is what it is. But we're finally again putting America first. Democrats want to destroy America as we know it. They want to indoctrinate our children and teach them that America is a sinful, wicked nation. You see that happening all the time. And I know it from personal experience. What they want to teach your kids, not good. They come home, mommy, daddy, this is what I learned. And you're going, oh, no, don't tell me. Let's get them into another school fast. They want to disarm law-abiding citizens. They want to take your guns away. And they want to install far-left judges to shred our Constitution. It's not happening. They want to tear down symbols of faith and drive Christians and religious believers from the public square. They want to silence your voices on social media, and they want the government to censor, muzzle, and shut down conservative voices. You know that.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
No, in fact, this was an amazing speech in that he laid out essentially what's at stake. Let's go to cut eight. This is the president in Dallas, laying out that the Democrats are clearly outside the mainstream, well outside the mainstream. This the president again last night in Dallas.
While we're fighting for shared priorities, the American people, the Democrat Party, has never been farther outside of the mainstream. They've gone nuts. Every Democrat running for president is pushing a health care agenda that would utterly eviscerate Medicare. My administration will always protect Medicare for our beloved seniors, and we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. Our ambitious campaign to reduce the price of prescription drugs has produced the largest decline in drug prices in over 51 years. People don't talk about it. The press will not talk about it. We have news conferences. We tell them this. They will not put it in the press. You have no idea how dishonest the media is. You have no idea. Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion, ripping babies straight from the mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. And that crackpot governor from Virginia executes the baby after birth. You saw that, right? After birth. You remember that one from last year. That's why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God. Democrats are now the party of crazy politicians, high taxes, high crime, open borders, late-term abortion, socialism, and blatant corruption. They're corrupt, like Schiff is corrupt. He's corrupt. The Republican Party is the party of the American worker, the American family, and it's the party of the American dream.
And the way he does that, and that was in front of a crowd of over 20,000 at the American Airlines Center in Dallas. It's the big building. It's where the Mavericks play. I think it's where the hockey plays as well, but I'm not sure. That's incredible stuff. More from the president coming up. Also, Mark Amadei made it to CNN last night with Aaron Burnett, and they debated the Syrian ceasefire. Yeah. We'll let you hear what your congressman said, a part of the Nevada delegation. We'll do that and more coming up. And don't forget, top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We'll get his fix on where we are with this ceasefire and maybe an evaluation of how the president did last night. I thought he did great. I don't think it was quite on a level of that speech in Minnesota last week, but it was up there. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Well, here we go again, live and local now on the Nevada Talk Network. Seems that we...
After all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My give a damn's busted.
Yeah, seems like we lost our internet connections once again. We are working on that as we speak. Kevin was talking about Mark Amaday, who was on talking with CNN's Aaron Burnett and talking about how, the president's pulling out in the ceasefire in northern Syria, and it's too early to tell if that's actually going to function.
The stuff that we know that are objective facts are not things which leads you to think that this is kind of what everybody had in mind in terms of a troop withdrawal and everything will be fine and we, and the Kurds will be fine. We know that that is not all the case so far, so let's see where it ends up in another 72 hours, because I think 72 hours will get you a lot of the way through this, what's going over there.
What do you say to the president, who obviously, by pulling out U.S. troops, created this situation that we're in? You obviously voted to condemn his decision yesterday.
Well, and listen, I guess the thing is if your standard is perfection in this business, which everybody, you know, kind of adopts, it's like, well, that's good, but guess what? We very seldom get perfection, and this wasn't a perfect action as far as what's going on with the Kurds over there and what the Turks are doing.
The acting White House Chief of Staff today, Congressman Mick Mulvaney, is now walking back a comment he made earlier today. And I just wanted to play the exchange that he had with Jonathan Carl, the reporter, when he was at the White House podium, so you could hear the full exchange. Here it is, sir.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about.
To be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy.
Congressman Mulvaney now has put out a statement, which the Wall Street Journal reports the president personally approved, where he says there was absolutely no quid pro quo. I know, sir, that you are a formal federal prosecutor, and you've said you support congressional oversight of the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry. When you hear what Mick Mulvaney said today, does it bolster Democrats' case against the president?
Well, I think it certainly makes him excited to want to talk to Mick a little bit more. Obviously, the challenge is, and one of your previous guests said, the challenge is to get at the truth. So Mick has said some stuff there that when you add some context to it, it's like we'll see where it goes. But it's certainly fair game in terms of saying, how does this fit into the overall thing with the folks in Ukraine?
How much more do you think you need to hear to make a decision?
Well, and you know, Aaron, fair question there, and I appreciate that. I think that there's a difference between finding fact and deciding what to do as a result of what you find before that process is complete. And I know that there are different missions in terms of versus the media versus I as a member of the Congress in what I have to do to vote. But I can tell you that people should expect open-mindedness, and they should expect fairness, and they should expect transparency. And so while that's not in abundant supply on either side right now, ultimately that's going to be what it comes down to. Your job is to what are the facts and what are the rules and apply one to the other and see where we end up.
Yeah, there you go. Mark Amadei saying, you know, let's give this time and let's wait and see what happens. But Mitt Romney, boy, Mitt Romney, you remember him. He's not popular with a lot of conservatives, but he's taking after the president and the Turkish ceasefire, and let's see what he had to say yesterday.
Now, some argue that we should not have been in Syria in the first place because there was not a vote taken by the Senate to engage in war there. I disagree. Congress has given the president legal authority and funding to fight against terrorists in Syria. However, even if one, for purposes of argument, believed that no authorization had been given, that's really irrelevant to the decision as to the withdrawal once we have allied with a people, the Kurds, committed to defend them, and together defeated ISIS. Once you jump in the ocean to save a drowning soul, you don't turn around with the excuse that you didn't have to jump in the first place. It is a matter of commitment. Others argue that we should just get out of a messy situation like this. The Middle East, they say, has had wars going on forever. Just let them have at it. There's, of course, a certain logic to that position as well. But again, it applies only to the original decision as to whether or not we should have gone into Syria. Once we have engaged and made the commitments we made, honor as well as self-interest demand that we not abandon our allies. It's been suggested that Turkey may have called America's bluff, telling the president they were coming no matter what we did. If that's so, we should know it, for it would tell us a great deal about how we should deal with Turkey now and in the future. Some have argued that Syria is simply a mess, with warring groups and subgroups, friends and allies shifting from one side to the other, and thus we had to exit because there was no reasonable path for us to go forward. Are we incapable of understanding and shaping complex situations? Russia seems to have figured it out. Are we less adept than they? And are our principles to be jettisoned when we find things get messy. The administration claims that none of these reasons are accurate. Instead, the president has said that we left to fulfill a commitment to stop endless wars, to bring troops home, to get them out of harm's way, perhaps to save money. I find these reasons hard to square. Why? Well, we withdrew 1,500 troops in Syria, but we're adding 2,000 troops in Saudi Arabia. And all totaled, we have some 60,000 troops in the Middle East. Assuming for the sake of understanding that getting out of endless wars was the logic for the decision, why would we take action so precipitously? Why would we not warn our ally, the Kurds, of what we're about to do? Why would we not give them time to also withdraw, or perhaps to dig in to defend themselves? Clearly, the Turks had a heads up, because they were able to start bombing within mere hours. I simply don't understand why the administration did not explain in advance to Erdogan that it's unacceptable for Turkey to attack an American ally. Could we not insist that together we develop a transition plan that protects the Kurds, secures the ISIS prisoners, and meets the legitimate concerns of Turkey as well? Was there no chance for diplomacy? Are we so weak and so inept diplomatically that Turkey forced the hand of the United States of America? Turkey?
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
You know, I have to join with what a lot of other people have said regarding Mr. Romney. If he would have gone after Barack Obama with the same intensity that he goes after this president, he would have been president. I don't know what his issues are, but something's not right there. And we will see. I mean, there's a lot of division on this whole Syrian situation. And only time will tell. But the president made the decision, and we stand by our president. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. And we will hear from Rico Aller a little later. Kevin will be back following USA Radio Network News with Tim Berg. Thanks for tuning in on this TGI Friday edition of Live and Local now.